With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana's Secretary of State says that Russian hackers unsuccessfully probed the state's election systems for weaknesses in 2016. The acknowledgement by Secretary Corey Stapleton today appears to contradict a previous statement by state elections officials that Montana was not among states targeted. Elections Director Dana Corson in March told the Associated Press that Montana was not among states targeted by hackers in 2016. Two people died in a fiery head-on collision on U.S. Highway 2 near Columbia Falls yesterday. Both vehicles caught fire. Flathead County Undersheriff Dave Lieb says there were reports of a pickup driving erratically before the crash. The patrol says the victims were a 27-year-old Kalispell man and a 56-year-old woman from South Carolina. Their names have not been released. Trooper Jerry Wren told the Daily Interlake the Kalispell man had been driving as fast as 95 miles per hour and did not brake before the collision. Hills County Attorney Jessica Cole Hodgkinson is resigning in the face of ongoing criticism that she is unprepared to prosecute cases. The Haver Herald was the first to report that Cole Hodgkinson submitted her resignation yesterday. It is effective Monday, and she was not in the office today. Cole Hodgkinson was recently ordered to appear in district court to answer for shortcomings in 7 cases and to appear in justice court to explain why work wasn't complete in 3 others. Cole Hodgkinson was appointed in November 2016. Judges have dismissed charges in some cases due to her lack of preparation. A red flag warning is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for the Lolo National Forest area from Drummond through Missoula and up to Thompson Falls, including Sealy Lake. Corby Dickerson, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says issuing the warning gives a heads up for those doing initial attack on wildfires.
For thunderstorm activity, we anticipate quite a bit of lightning to continue this afternoon with these thunderstorms. And the current status of fuels has evolved to a point where this could become problematic for fire managers and initial response and initial attack to any fire that may start from these thunderstorms.
Dickerson says they have already seen lightning hitting the ground. Thunderstorms started developing in the West Lolo National Forest and will continue to develop as they move east. Dickerson says the strongest storms will occur in the next several hours and should die down by 9 o'clock tonight. Two people were hit by a car while fighting in the street in Butte, leaving one with critical injuries. Butte Silver Bow County Sheriff Ed Lester tells ABC Fox Montana that a 22-year-old man and a 15-year-old girl were driving separate cars when they stopped early this morning, got out, and apparently started fighting in the street. It's unclear if they knew each other beforehand. Both were hit by a car driven by a 60-year-old man at 4:30 a.m. The 22-year-old man suffered severe head injuries and was airlifted to a hospital outside Butte with critical injuries. Lester says the girl was in fair condition with leg injuries. Lester says investigators don't think the driver was intoxicated or speeding. There was minimal growth today on the Bacon Rind fire burning 20 miles south of Big Sky in the Lee Metcalf Wilderness. Last reported at 393 acres, the fire isn't threatening any structures. Officials say they're prepared to engage the fire if it moves towards Highway 191 and private lands to the north. The Reynolds Lake fire, burning 35 miles southwest of Darby, is now 70% contained. 4 crews, 2 engines, and 2 helicopters continue to work on it. Fire officials expect changing weather conditions next week that could fuel fire activity. The Highway 37 fire, burning on about 70 acres outside Libby, is now being called 40% contained. That's up from 10% containment yesterday. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale sent a fundraising email yesterday saying that his Billings office was vandalized earlier this week when Vice President Mike Pence was in the city campaigning for him. Billings police say the case has run cold with no evidence of motive or a suspect. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Rosendale's email says that this past Tuesday, a window was busted at their Billings office while Vice President Pence was in town. It said, quote, "Violence is never the answer, but that won't stop us from continuing to make America great again." The email then asked supporters to chip in money for their effort to unseat Democrat incumbent John Tester. Rosendale campaign staff say that when they left the office Tuesday night, the window was fine, and it was busted when they showed up the next morning. According to Billings Police, the department concluded that the window was broken within a few hours of the police report being filed Wednesday, and it was smashed with an electrical cord left behind at the incident. Captain R.D. Harper declined to be interviewed on tape, but told MTPR that the investigation couldn't determine why the window was broken or if it was an intentional act of vandalism. With no evidence, no witnesses, and no suspect, Harper says the case is now inactive. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.